The biggest movie event in North America opened this week. Not Spider-Man, Men in Black 2, or My Big Fat Greek Wedding. The Toronto Film Festival sets off the fall movie season better than any trailer of previews at the local Cineplex. Every year it begins with a movie by a Canadian filmmaker, then expands to showcase more than 200 entries, all open to the public. Some of the movies that have shown first to Toronto include Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Life is Beautiful, American Beauty, The Crying Game, and remember this one? People running so slow hope to make the Olympic team. Anyway, this year's festival features the directorial debut of Denzel Washington. He also stars in the movie Antoine Fisher. Salma Hayek stars in Frida, the story of the artist Frida Kahlo, and a work in progress by director Curtis Hanson that features rap star Eminem. Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic, joins us now from the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
I'm just remembering how beautiful you were running in that slow motion clip in Chariots of Fire.
Thank you. Listen, you go to film festivals for a living. What makes Toronto stand out?
The great thing about it is people come out during the week. It's not as rarefied an atmosphere as Telluride or Sundance, where it feels like mostly industry people or rich people who can afford the whopping several thousand-dollar passes that get you into those festivals. No, this is a place that everybody goes to see the movies, and it's also one of the big cities for a movie opening. When movies open, basically, in the North America, they open in New York, Los Angeles, and Toronto. So it's truly a city that's really appreciative of film.
Yeah. So the festival has become internationally celebrated, but it does have a purpose to promote fine Canadian filmmaking, doesn't it?
It absolutely does that, and it's become an important place for directors all over the world. But what's interesting about it, too, is that it's become really the most important festival, I think, in North America, because it basically takes note of the filmmaking that happens here. It's a really important community for filmmaking, and you just walk down the streets, and in some ways, like being in the weird combination of New York and Los Angeles. There are movies being shot around here all the time. And it's a reminder that film is an important part of the economy here and also an important part of the cultural currency in this city. And it actually may be my favorite film festival because it's a city where you can stand in line with anybody and talk about the pictures. And I like doing that. And I think that's what film festivals really are truly about, a chance to go see a movie there's not a huge amount of buzz about, not just the big studio pictures that we mentioned here, but the little pictures that have come from all around the world, stuff from West Africa or stuff from Jamaica or movies from Spain that you just think may be fun to go see, and you don't know if they'll ever get a release or not. That's also part of the fun, too, is finding some little gem you can talk about with your friends and hearing people congregate afterwards to discuss how this picture has moved them, or in some cases, not move them.
Mm-hmm. Curtis Hanson has what's described as an incomplete film showing. Curtis Hanson did L.A. Confidential and Wonder Boys. This picture is showing at least an extract of something called 8 Mile. How common is this?
It's happened quite a few times. It's a way of sort of getting this movie out before an audience, a real paying audience, not a selected crowd for a test or anything like that, but a group of people who are really curious to see how the picture plays. And it's interesting, too, because Eminem is one of Toronto's neighbors to the south from Detroit. And that picture, I think, may end up being a really important movie this year. I know I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
You were in Toronto at the film festival last year at this time when the events of September 11th caught up with everybody. As I remember, you had to spend most of a number of days thereafter in Toronto, didn't you, because you couldn't fly home. There are a number of films showing that address September 11th, aren't there? 110901, I guess, is a collection of short films, and then there's The Guys.
Yes, The Guys, the adaptation of the play that ran in downtown New York last winter, that at that point starred Sigourney Weaver and Bill Murray, and Sigourney Weaver is still starring in it, and it will be showing on September 11th. A lot of people are kind of walking around still remembering that. There's still, I think, some people looking for a kind of a sense of conclusion about it. And I think maybe these movies will offer that. I think also, too, to celebrate life, there are a few other films. There's a wonderful documentary on Motown called Standing in the Shadows of Motown about the studio musicians that made all that music work and the kind of conflicted and sometimes awful lives they led. And what led to that music, though, it's a combination of fiction and documentary. So I think the pendulum will be swinging both ways on September 11th.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell speaking with us from the studios of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Toronto.